In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, presumably everyone had in his life the experience made, we are working on a certain not unimportant project. We are concentrating our power, focusing our intention on this project. And we have the feeling, I have made here much, but something essential, I'm missing that. For instance, you are writing a letter, or you write an article where you explain an important topic. You try to share a very important idea to other people, and you write much. But you have still the feeling that's not that what I did want to express. Something a little is not yet given. I have not yet found it. And then we make a surprise. We find this, and the entire work becomes a sense. It is like when an architecture is planning a building, a house, and he is building, for instance, an ark, and then on the top, the last stone does not fit. And only when the highest upper stone is fitting in the entire construction, then the entire construction will be whole. So it has stability, and the ark is fixed and can carry other weight above it, for instance. So this is the experience of finding the sense. It is often a little piece only, but it makes the entire work gives sense then. For instance, somebody is painting a picture and does want to express a certain topic, and something we are missing it. No, it's not my idea. It's not, I cannot transport sufficiently the thought. And then you find a flower or a stone or a tree, and then you say, now it's exactly what my idea was, so my project gives sense for me and for the other people I'm sharing with. And I think analogical feelings have been given to the apostles. After Jesus Christ was condemned, sentenced to death, when he was crucified, they had a big fear, and then they have been confronting during the 3 years together with Jesus, with lots of words of Jesus. They heard many explanations. They had heard many sentences about the kingdom of heaven, but they were not able to understand them correctly. And then they have been witnesses of different sort of miracles that all had to confirm their faith, but they didn't understand. And then we see later, after Jesus Christ has resurrected from death and ascended to heaven, they were promised that they will receive the Holy Spirit, the Consolator. He will introduce them in the entire truth. And then the Pentecost day has come. And as we read in the Holy Gospel and in the Acts of the Apostles, the Holy Spirit has descended upon each one of them. And then a certain change has happened in their entire mentality and behavior. And we read then in the texts of the New Testament on different places how the apostles have argued. They said, yes, now we understand what was the sense, or what is the sense of the words of Jesus. He has spoken to us in past. Now we understand the prophecies of the prophets of the Old Testament. We knew them. They knew very well the faith of the Old Testament, but they did not understand sufficiently how Jesus is fitting in this. And then the grace of the Holy Spirit has given them the upper stone, this small piece where the entire construction and work God sends and has expressed an idea, the truth finally, and so on. I'm sure you understand what I do want to express now. And we are also in a situation often enough in our life. As already mentioned, we work on a project and something little bit is not yet given, and we are losing the sleep in the night because we are searching. It is important for me or for the other people. I try to explain something. And then, no, it is not yet that. Then we sleep overnight and say, okay, tomorrow. And next morning we wake up and immediately we get the idea, the concerning one. And then we say, great, wonderful, or together with Archimedes, Eureka, and then we are happy that we have found the sense of the entire project. And that's also with the worries, with the worries and with the problems, with the crosses in our life. We are struggling often enough. We cannot understand the will of God. We cannot understand the logic in His providence, for instance. And then we are fighting, we are struggling, and we cannot understand why has God allowed to happen this or that. And we do not know. And then we become nervous. We are not sure. Are we on the right side of the history? Are we following the truth of God? Or are these also only Fata Morgana, something I do err? And then we pray, we ask for help, and then God thanks, we get what for we were asking. And this is the activity of the Holy Spirit, the illumination of our mind. It's a divine grace is given us then when we ask humbly and continuously, when we don't give up. God is merciful. And He gives us sometimes only after years of prayers. And then we do experience, we do understand. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. He is leading us in our life. How many people have struggled? They got sick. Or they have experienced a serious injustice. Wrong rumors were spread. And we lose the peace in our heart sometimes. Why? Why have I to suffer? And then, sometimes after a longer period of time, we become the grace, we receive the grace, and God shows us what is the sense of the entire. And this is like the upper piece of the stone on the structure, then the entire project is halted and we understand it makes sense. Now I find again the peace because I have understood God's will. I have understood why I have to suffer. Very often, and or often enough, the cross is still on our shoulder, but we find the better view. We see through the entire story And we accept willingly, because we say, now I understand why God has given me this. And I feel free internally, in my heart, in my soul, because I have understood God's providence. And how many people, this is, I think, the experience of all of us, and God is sometimes giving a very surprisingly his gift from a side I do sometimes not expect. And last night when I got to, when I went to bed, I switched on my smartphone a pious program on internet. And there I have heard a priest telling the story. And he said, it's amazing how it works sometimes. He spoke about a case where he was called to come to the hospital because a newly born baby was going to die, no chance to survive. He went there too and he has baptized the child in the hospital. And then the child has a short while later died. And then he said, in such situation, you are excited, you are nervous, you have emotions, and you say, why, God, do you allow this, this innocent child? And often enough, the parents become aggressive in some regards with regard to God. And he said something quite different has happened. Then the father of the baby came to me after I baptized the child. And after it, the baby has died. And the father told me, thank you, Father. Now I have found back to the faith. I found God. And when we hear, I personally do not understand what has happened. But obviously God has given to this brave man a thought that these men were given the understanding of the story. And he has not shared his story, what was going on in his heart, and how and why he has lost his faith. And he said he found the faith again because his baby was baptized, but it has died. And I'm still wondering what has happened. But this is the secret, the mystery between God on one hand and this man on the other hand. And so it does happen sometimes in our life. But here we see God has created the world and also us then, every single person of us. God has become man and he has deleted the power of the sin. Because we have all the tendency through or because of the original sin was forgiven us, but nevertheless the consequences we are experiencing them. They're not good consequences. And then God has become man. He has called us to follow him in his steps, and he has shared with us, he has given us the grace of salvation, of spiritual resurrection. And Jesus Christ is the divine Savior, and then he has sent us the Spirit from Father. The Father and the Son have given us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, God, is leading us in this time. And he is giving us the sense. The Holy Spirit today, this is for me the main idea, the upper stone, the Holy Spirit is giving us the sense. We have also, we are confronted today with many problems. When we hear the so-called elite people in our societies, we are usually getting a big shock. They are openly and publicly already in all publicity speaking what they do plan. what they do want, it happens with us. We will eventually experience a worldwide gulag, where a small group of people is completely controlling under the totalitarianism, the entire population of people. And this is a topic, it's horrible. And I cannot understand people, they are naive, and they don't want to see this. But when we are confronted with that, we are struggling. Yes, me too, I agree. But then also in this situation, we should beg God for the grace to show us the sense. And sometimes we find an answer given by God. Listening silently in our spiritual mind, and we understand God has his plans. God has his plans, and sometimes, obviously, certain things must happen in order the devil presents openly his face. And the people can make a decision then, pro or contra. I don't know, but we have sometimes this feeling that God is nevertheless, he has still not given up the control over the history. And also when he died on the cross, everybody was thinking this is the end. But this was just the beginning. And so also in our times, let us ask when we are struggling, when we do not understand this or that, ask God, show me the sense. And we see also, it's on one hand very amazing, the bloody persecution all over the centuries of the true faith by many presidents, prime ministers, kings, emperors, and so on and so on. And those people who became martyrs, we see the ancient martyrs from the first centuries, they have not all accepted during the persecution, the death sentence. Some of them became weak, and they have given up, they have denounced. And we have to be merciful with them, because we do not know how we would react if we would come in their situation. But those who stayed strong, they stayed silent and peaceful. They had peace in their hearts. They have obviously understood what for it is good. That is a higher plan, higher idea. And God knows this. And this is the knowledge in different regards. This is this upper stone where our entire faith and confidence to God does make sense. So let us pray especially to the Holy Spirit to show us in different situations, to revelate for me concretely in this or that situation why I should not protest against my cross. If I have a legal chance to improve the situation, I should do. We have here a holy duty to fight against the enemies of God and of the truth by all legal and morally accepted ways and methods. But finally, it's a question. Will I understand that God is the highest and biggest reality, and he gives all the sense? And so may the Holy Spirit illuminate also our minds, our hearts, our intellect, so we understand in different situations what is obviously the plan, God's plan for me, for us, if persecution or when persecution should come, when we should experience something is not just. But when we do devote ourselves into God's hands, then the Holy Spirit will illuminate us, because He is God in us, who is leading us, who is consoling us, who is showing us the true path in our life. And then we will kneel down and adore Him. And as Jesus said in the Gospel today on the Pentecost, peace is my bequest to you, and the peace which I give you is mine to give. I do not give peace as the world gives it. Do not let your heart be distressed or play the coward. This is the true peace, and may we all participate on it, and then expressing then also our deep and sincere gratitude to God's providence, asking Him at the same time to lead us for the rest of our life, the church, our families, our friends, so we can stay faithful to Him, adoring Him, and bowing and or genuflecting completely in front of His holy cross. Amen. Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et mania semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.